Hi, my name is Kevin Stone, and I live in Saratoga, New York. And I'm just calling to express my disappointment and displeasure that you're not covering this laptop scandal of Hunter Biden's and the link to Joe Biden. All the information is out there. You guys refuse to cover it, and it's just nothing more than censorship. So as somebody that's listened to you guys for a long time, I'm really upset about this, and I can't believe I've placed as much trust in you guys as I have over the history of your existence here.
This is Cecilia Rock, R-O-C-K, calling from Pittsfield, Massachusetts. My comment has to do with hearing Alan Shar talk this morning, Monday, October 26th, saying we have to do something if Mr. Trump refuses to accept the election results, having lost the election, refuses to peacefully accept those results. He didn't seem to know what to do other than banging pots and pans. I think there's a lot of things, a lot of nonviolent things which we can do. Unions have already announced that they will take the action of general strikes.
Yes, this is Gordon Dunham calling from Pittsfield, Mass. For Alan Shartok, I have a new sign that I'm putting up at Park Square that says, everyone let go of prejudices.
Hello, this is Joseph Olajak calling from Chatham, New York. I just heard Brian Griffin give a radical Republican screed on how limited government is the best thing for America and how government solutions are always the wrong thing. Well, I would just like to remind Americans when they go to the ballot box that Social Security, the Works Progress Administration, and all kinds of other government programs that solve problems actually do solve problems. And that this guy has only one thing in mind, which is to make government so small it can be drowned in a bathtub. Bad idea.